Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Trent Alexander-Arnold, Charlie, I'll come to you first. Bit of a mixed bag, I think it's fair to say. It's probably the biggest understatement of all time on this one. But obviously you talk about his first nightmarish half an hour or so, but then thereafter, I think he conducted himself pretty well.
Yeah, I think he had a lot of problems to start off with. And I was just saying before, I think Anthony Gordon sort of had him on toast a little bit during going down the wing and stuff. And he did make, obviously, quite a lot of important tackles. And I think later on into the game, when he sort of changed his role a little bit, he sort of got more into it and more into the game. So overall, I was pretty impressed. I think giving him that captain's armband as well when Van Dijk came off, it was really difficult for him. But I think overall, I was quite impressed with what he'd done. But again, there's still a lot. There's obviously that big mistake that he makes that gave a big groan in the studio when we saw it. But again, he needs to learn, and he's learning that sometimes we will make mistakes in a game, and he's learning that he needs to carry on with whatever happens. He's been given the opportunity of vice-captain now, and he needs to take that and he needs to run with it. And I felt like overall it was okay. There's bits he can work on, and I think he will eventually get to that. But overall, I was okay, and I'd probably give him maybe a 4, 5.
That escalated quickly. That went from okay to a 5. Oh, I mean,
I'm feeling nice today.
Doesn't come out any higher than a 5.
No.
No.
He's lucky to still be on the pitch after 90 minutes through either being substituted or by picking up a second yellow. I feel like he hamstrung himself, I should say, by being booked so early on. I feel like even if you don't agree with the booking at the very beginning, that throwing the ball away and all that, I feel like he'd have been booked literally 2 minutes later for that drag back on Gordon anyway. And I think he hampered his own chances of having a successful performance, not by his position in the team moving into like centre mid or anything like that, but by the fact that he can't make those pivotal tackles because he's terrified of bringing down someone else and taking us down to 9 men.
Yep.
So I feel like he couldn't be the player that we know he can be because he's terrified of causing his team more problems. And I think that on that note, though, I think he was very disciplined to avoid picking up that second yellow, because there were a few chances where we were terrified, like, just don't dive in. And he didn't. Fair play to him. We waited and kind of stood him up and waited for that backup to come with other players who could make that thing for him. So it wasn't a great performance from Trent, but it's the sort of discipline we need from him now, being a vice-captain.
And that's kind of the point I was half alluding to earlier with Trent, because, listen, the first half an hour, one to forget, would be a huge understatement, because it was just, like I say, obviously the fault for the goal. He could easily got sent off, although I don't think the first one's a yellow card. Everything went wrong. Every touch turned to shite, essentially, for half an hour. But thereafter, Aaron, I'll bring you on this. We didn't normally spend so long on a player, but I think Trent is an interesting talking point. Thereafter, yes, Anthony Gordon was still at him. He was still going at it. He still gave him a hard time. But I actually think Trent managed to compose himself and managed to sort of see out the rest of the game quite well, given the bad time he did have. Yeah,
if you blow the whistle after half an hour, Trent gets a 2 out of 3.
Yeah, exactly.
Like it's that bad of a performance from someone that you'd expect him to really step up now. And it'd be interesting, again, to just, obviously, I won't know when I'm saying it right now, but it'd be interesting if anyone gives a bit of feedback. What minute does Anthony Gordon actually go off the pitch? Because I think we're still 1-0 down when he's off the pitch.
Yeah.
And it's no surprise then, now that the threat that's been coming at that Trent for the last 70 minutes is now removed, Trent now gets his head up and starts to actually pick up the ball a little bit, drift into midfield. He starts to create a couple of those attacks that actually get us on the front foot and gets us on the counter attack and turns Newcastle around. So maybe there's something in that from our perspective, but I think more to the point of where Trent ends up in the game, to me, that's a sign of maturity. That, you know, who was it again, someone that I think the commentary guy said it before when he was asking Alisson, oh, is it up there with Barcelona? And I was like, well, not quite, mate. But there was the thing with Fabinho. Fabinho had a similar situation in the Barcelona game, didn't he, where he picks up an early yellow card.
Yes.
And for the rest of the game, he's riding on that.
Yeah,
like,
tackle on Suarez, yeah. Wasn't it? He won the ball,
but he still ends up with a yellow for whatever reason. And I'm thinking, I remember at the time thinking, fuck me, like,
it's going to be a lot.
He's crucial. Anything good that happens, he's going to be crucial to stopping them from absolutely peppering our goal. And he managed to do that. And that was when he was at the palm of his powers and it was so mature in that performance. And it was reminiscent of that form. Probably not to the same extent, but in the fact that he composed himself to understand that I could be the catalyst for our complete undoing here, and I could send us down a fucking hellhole, which could spiral our ins. And you know, when you're just like, Doctor Strange is looking at all of the fucking multiverse possibilities of how Liverpool fuck it up, it's coming through Trent. Like, Trent is going to drop that clanger, and he composed himself enough to say, actually, no, I don't need to be so rash. I've got another lads that will back me and defend with me. I just need to be a little bit more, like, reserved in my performance, and it worked for him. He didn't have to be. Until that threat went, he was able to just go within himself a little bit, soak up the pressure, and then once Gordon was removed from the pitch, he was then able to start being a little bit more expressive. And I think he probably, in my opinion, he finishes the game probably closer to a 6.5 or a 7 than he did maybe that 5 mark.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.